Bus Stop Films Accessible Film Program. It's a film studies program that's taught by industry professionals, and it's done with the assistance of disability support workers. So students have the opportunity to learn all things filmmaking in some of Australia's big leading educational facilities, but with that support. So it's opened up the program a little bit more. The year-long program is based on their award-winning accessible film studies curriculum and inclusive learning philosophy. So it sees their students shine and build transformative life skills. They get to improve social and communication skills, develop friendships, and they get increased confidence and work-ready skills in the film industry. They get to benefit from workshops and excursions, and it's all around the country, even in the Blue Mountains. And in 2023, they're adding Perth and Launceston to the network. Joining us on Artbeat today is Tracy Corbin-Matchett, the CEO of Bus Stop Films, here to talk about the program. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Pam. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Not a problem. So what is this program? How has it started and what is it? What can we expect from it?
It is an amazing program. So Bus Stop Films was founded in 2009 by our exceptional co-founders, Genevieve Clay-Smith and Eleanor Winkler, a great producing, directing partnership. And it's really grown from the two of them working together, creating a beautiful short film and making it inclusively with people with disability. That they ran some workshops in their friend's lounge room. They made a beautiful film called Be My Brother, which they entered into Chopfest, which at the time was the world's biggest short film festival. It won Best Film.
Oh, wow.
Pretty amazing. Leading actor Jared O'Dwyer won Best Actor. And so Jared is a brilliant actor who also lives with Down syndrome. And that really birthed Bus Stop Films and our program and our accessible film studies curriculum. Since 2009, we've grown it from just being something that's delivered through Community College in Sydney, as you mentioned in the intro, to be delivering it across the country in Australia's leading film schools. And it is really a rolling program that goes for 40 weeks, February to December, really aimed at young adults with mild to moderate intellectual disability or living with autism, where they can learn all aspects of filmmaking, but not only the filmmaking side of things and that theory and practical application of filmmaking, but also around improving their social skills, their confidence, improving their literacy. And we really focus on supporting our participants into employment in the screen industry as well. So we really have had great success in this place, people with disability, into almost 1,000 jobs in the screen industry. And that is from working on, a short TV commercial or a TV show like MasterChef, Survivor, Neighbours, up to working on major feature films like Thor, Love and Thunder and Shang-Chi. As well as that, through the program, participants make amazing short films, and each class makes a short film. So this year, with 18 classes across the country, that will mean that we are making 18 short films.
Oh, wow.
My producer is a little bit scared, but, the bus can do it. And those films are really high quality, and we work with industry professionals to bring the films to life. And they come from the students' ideas, and they could be about any topics. Last year, we made 14 films. They were all works of fiction. I think after COVID, nobody wanted to know about real life. And we had a Western sci-fi. We had a rom-com. we had a film including a chef. We worked with really some amazing talent as well. We worked with Miguel Mestre, Chloe Hayden from Heartbreak High, did two films. She loved it so much, came back to do the second film. And Dylan Orcott, who just wrapped his year as Australian of the Year, made his acting debut with us in a rom-com as well, which is just fantastic to work with him. And part of that, then, the films that the participants make through the program is that we enter the films into festivals and they're screened all around the world. In WA, we screen at Cinefest Oz. We have a great relationship with the festival there. And then they get picked up for broadcast on ABC and SBS. And so it's really about that filmmaking and that filmmaking experience, but also that wonderful peer group and sense of community that participants get out of the program. And many of our participants have returned to the program year in, year out. And, you know, some have been on board the whole 14 years of operation. So it is a rolling program that participants come back to because there is so much to learn about filmmaking. And also one year you might make a documentary, the next year you might make a drama. So every year it's a different project that the participants work on.
Yeah, absolutely. Really reaching into all of the different experiences, especially sounds like escapism post-COVID, but definitely reaching into a, you know, a wealth of experience so that they have something that they can then take forward with them. Why is it important that a program like that exists, like a program like Bus Stop Films exists?
Well, it's very important on many levels. The screen industry is notoriously an exclusive industry. It's very led by dominant culture, and we want to challenge that. Film is a great medium for social change, and the stories that we see on our screens really impact how we view the world. We know that if they're only being made by middle-aged white men, that's the lens in which we view the world. People with disability make up 20% of the population, and everyone has a right to see themselves on screen. And we know who's behind the camera really impacts the stories that we see. So we want to celebrate film as a medium and bring more people with disability into the opportunities to learn about filmmaking and also share their stories their way. Film school is often hard to get into. There may not be a program that's suitable for the learning styles of someone that perhaps might have a multiple intellectual disability or autism. Our program teaches participants amazing array of skills around filmmaking, but it's delivered in a way that might be more easy to understand or learning process for someone that might have intellectual disability. And we deliberately partner with Australia's leading film schools to deliver the program because it gives the participants that film school experience, that campus experience, but also is a great pathway for people studying a Bachelor of Screen Media to come and be involved in our program, either volunteering in our classrooms or in our productions. But conversely, our participants then get an opportunity to liaise with other young adults studying filmmaking and perhaps be in their projects and productions. And it is really about creating that culture and environment where learning is a community space and learning skills that they can transfer into other aspects of their lives as well. People with disability aren't often, the screen is quite exclusive. You might not see people with disability on the red carpet or invited to the industry events, but through our program, when a film is entered into a festival and any screening, we will always have our participants, because they are the filmmakers, walk the red carpet, participate on the industry panel. That's what filmmakers do, and it's really about heightening that visibility and celebrating the contribution of people with disability to not only the screen industry but the community at large. And all of those things are really important for creating a more fair and just world.
Absolutely. How can people get involved? How can people get in touch with Bus Stop Films and get involved with this program?
Well, in Perth, our program is delivered in partnership with West Australian Screen Academy through the Edith Cowan University, and it will be delivered on a Saturday afternoon, kicking off the first weekend in February. We do have a few places available left in the classroom. There is fees associated, and many of the participants use NDIS funds to pay for the program. They can apply online at bus.films.com.au and click on to the programs tab. They can see all the information, the terms and conditions about the program, and submit an application. And then our support and engagement manager will always have a meeting with each potential applicant to make sure they're right for the program and the program is right for them. And then the program is delivered in 4 by 10 week terms with 3 hour weekly classes on a Saturday afternoon in Perth. We're really excited. We've had a great reception from the Western Australian screen community. We've got a great filmmaker, Joe Wilkie, on board to deliver the program, and 2 amazing disability support workers that will be assisting in the classroom. And Edith Cowan has been brilliant, as has Screen West and other art boards like Cinefest Oz, to really connect us into the community. And we've had a number of applicants come through already. We only take 15 students in each class. We like to keep the classes small, makes a better experience for everyone, but we do have a couple of places left. And so if people are interested, they should get online today and put that application in.
Absolutely. You can find that info at busstopfilms.com.au or hang out in the socials. You can access the information a little bit more there too. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Tracy. It's been really insightful and exciting to hear about something new in the film sector in Perth, especially that something that's encouraging accessibility.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for having me on. I can't wait to see what the students in our Perth program create this year. Who knows?
I know. Beautiful films to come out of it.
Oh, it will be amazing. I'm always blown away by the stories and ideas that the participants come and create. And working with such dynamic filmmakers as well, such as Joe, I know it's going to be something really special.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you.